Welcome to the third episode of Tales from the Gatekeeper. I am your host, the Gatekeeper. I've made it my mission to ensure that the goth scene is safeguarded from misinformation, commodification, and posers of all stripes. However, all gates serve two purposes: to keep people out and to let people in. On this podcast, I help baby bats to make sense of the barrage of often conflicting information online so that they may confidently delve into the lugubrious depths of goth while avoiding certain preventable errors. One of the first questions that many people ask when they first get into goth is, where are all the goths? Unless you live in a major city, goth may not have much of a visible presence in your area. And even if you do live in a major city, finding other goths is not always simple. Often, searches for Goth Night My City yield results from decades ago, or list knights that aren't even goth. Further confusing things is the fact that oftentimes it can be difficult to spot goths in the wild when many appearance-related norms, such as dressing in black, etc., overlap with so many other subcultures. Furthermore, goth club etiquette can be confusing to people experiencing it for the first time. Today we'll be taking a look at how to find your fellow goths when they all seem to be hiding in the shadows. The gate is kept, but open to all seeking knowledge. The question of where to find goth knights in my area is a tolerably common one for either newcomers to the scene or newcomers to an area itself. I've spoken to a number of people who I've met outside of the one goth night that is hosted here in Ottawa where I live. A lot of the time, they have no idea. They're like, there's a goth night in Ottawa? In fact, the first time that I ever went to this goth night, it was because a friend of mine, who I had met outside of it, obviously, told me that there was a goth night in Ottawa, and I had a similar reaction. Now, when I look online for, I did a quick Google search, and it didn't come up with anything actually relevant. It was all either stuff from years ago or just irrelevant stuff. It doesn't help that in certain locales, goth nights aren't called like Goth Night Chicago or Goth Night Winnipeg or what have you. But the best website, honestly, as quaint and old-fashioned as it sounds right now, is probably Facebook. A lot of events are posted there, probably just because of the layout of the website. It's easy to make events there as opposed to somewhere like, Instagram or something. I've never used Instagram, so I'm not sure. Yeah, that's going to be your best bet, is probably on Facebook. It's been somewhat maligned from time to time on this show, but the goth subreddit is also a good place to ask, although fair warning, it seems like a lot of people ask, where are there goth nights in my area there? So you might get, there may be a few people who are slightly annoyed by the question, but that's still worth asking. What are goth clubs like? If you've been to other nightclubs, they really aren't like that in a lot of ways. Firstly, people tend to actually go to goth nights to listen to the music, as opposed to a normal nightclub where people might enjoy the music, but the main focus is on the drinking and the dancing and the hooking up and that sort of thing. Some friends of mine brought a mutual friend who is not goth to a goth night in Toronto once, and he was blown away by the fact that people were actually in the club to listen to the music, and he thought it was great. Broadly speaking, the sort of norms in goth nights aren't the same as the norms in other clubs. For example, you're not gonna see people going up to strangers and grinding on them, or people who are there just to hook up. That behavior's kind of usually frowned upon. I mean, people do obviously meet in goth clubs. People do sometimes hook up in goth clubs, but it's not the same as a normal club where that's kind of why a lot of people go. Most people go to hang out with friends and listen to the music and whatnot. Speaking of friends, how do you make friends in a goth club? How do you talk to people? Well, honestly, the easiest way I have ever found in talking to anyone is to say, hey, I like your outfit. Or, you know, you can obviously be more specific than that, but that is broadly speaking the most easy way to get people to talk to you, to talk to other people. People dress up at goth clubs. People like to, you know, put their best face forward. People like to put on their coolest, most intricate goth clothing that they have. So people are usually pretty happy to talk to somebody who's interested in their outfit. or just talk about the music that's being played. Oh, do you like that song? Did you hear that song? Great way to start conversations since most people are there for the music. Another great way to get to know people, talk to the DJs. The DJs usually know who runs the club, and they're usually really happy to see new people. You can just go up to them and say, hey, I'm new here. This is my first time here. And they're going to say, cool. They're not going to call you a poser or something like that. At least I've never heard of a DJ behaving like that to someone. DJs are happy when people come to listen to their music. In terms of general etiquette, in terms of how to behave in the club, like I said before, people aren't there to hook up. Don't be that guy. Don't go up and start acting like it's a sort of normal nightclub. And I mean, frankly, a lot of the times that behavior is shitty at normal nightclubs too. Don't go up at girls and start like trying to grind on them or anything like that. That kind of behavior is really frowned upon in goth nights, and you will not make friends. A lot of people are going to be there with their friends. They're going to be sitting around in groups. A great place to talk to people is also the smoker's pit. Even if you don't smoke, you can just go outside. There are people who just go outside for fresh air. People can hear you, unlike in the club often, where they only hear the music. That's a really good place to make friends, to talk to people. Again, compliment on them on their outfits. I also want to add, always be cool to the bartenders, the wait staff, anyone like that. When they have a good time, we get to keep having goth nights. The goth night that I primarily attend is the best selling night for drinks. So the staff love it and the owners love it. And that means that we will keep having that night for years to come. I want to take a minute to talk about safety, specifically safety in goth venues or at goth clubs. Now, goth clubs have a reputation for being generally safe places for individuals or groups of individuals who might not otherwise be as safe elsewhere. That doesn't mean that they always are. It doesn't mean that there might not be nasty individuals out there who endanger other people. And so I just want to go over a few general guidelines for maybe younger listeners or people who just don't have a lot of experience going to bars and clubs and the like. The first thing I want to stress is not to allow anybody to behave in a way that makes you feel unsafe or uncomfortable. And if that is happening, the first thing you should do, just obviously tell them to stop, remove yourself from the situation, tell the bartender, tell the bouncer if there is one, say something. And in these sort of situations, you shouldn't be worried about, oh, I'm new here and maybe this person is making me feel uncomfortable or doing something, has been going here for years and no one's going to listen to me. And no, you should say something. It doesn't matter if it's your first time. It doesn't matter if it's your 201st time. You should say something. Outside of that, just some general bar club safety rules. Don't leave your drink unattended. Don't take drinks from people you don't know. Another thing that I just want to stress is don't feel pressured to do anything. If you feel pressured to do something that you're not comfortable with, again, remove yourself from the situation, say something. You don't have to get into a car with someone you don't know. You don't have to leave the venue and go somewhere with someone who you don't feel comfortable doing so with. I don't want to dissuade anybody from going out and having a good time, but these are just things to watch for in general, whether you're at a goth club or a show or anywhere. Just to finish off, I'm going to talk about some alternatives to goth clubs or goth nights that are at clubs specifically, because some people are either too young to get into them or are not able to attend them in their area. So the most obvious one, of course, is shows and bands come. Now, again, sometimes those aren't all ages events, which is kind of shitty and unfortunate, especially if you're in the United States where their drinking age is some puritanical nonsense, 21. You can vote, but you can't drink. That's ridiculous. Here in Canada, it's, well, it varies. The main sort of thing outside of bars, shows, things like that, there are sometimes local events, and a good place to look for those is Facebook groups. If you can find one for your area, sometimes they'll have things like picnics or get-togethers, trips to cemeteries or museums, things like that. And it's also, frankly, sometimes you just see goths in public. And that can be a bit intimidating in terms of approaching people that you don't know. But again, like I mentioned before, a good way of approaching people is to say, hey, I like your outfit. Or if you notice they're wearing like a band t-shirt or a patch or something like that, you can say, oh man, I love Alien Sex Fiend. I love The Damned, etc., etc. Join us next episode when we are joined once again by Sophia, and we're going to do, again, a little bit of a different format because I'm still sort of playing around with things. We are going to take some frequently asked goth questions and answer them. We're going to take some of the most frequently asked goth questions that we've seen online or questions that we had when we were just starting out, and we are going to answer them. Thank you for listening. I am your host, The Gatekeeper, and have a pleasant night.